Previously on Algoa FM.
Marcus and Cindy had been close for over a year since they met at a Valentine's Day singles party. Although they had a great time, they had decided that it was probably not a good thing to start a relationship having met at a party of misery, as they called it, where people felt sorry for themselves. They had, however, continued to speak until Marcus told Cindy that the woman with whom he had broken up, Linda, to be single for Valentine's Day in 2024 in the first place, was now back in his life and that he had agreed to get back together with her. Cindy had understood. Although she had seen a few qualities that she quite liked in Marcus, his kindness, his caring, his sense of humor. The two of them never stopped laughing, even about their exes. They had both broken up with people who were vegetarians, who lived for the next hike and half marathon, when all that Cindy and Marcus wanted to do was to watch movies and stay indoors on weekends. This romantic coincidence had made their friendship quite special, giving the two of them more stories to laugh about. Something that connected them. So, when just before what would have been their first date after weeks of exchanging text messages without meeting, Marcus announced that he had decided to patch things up with Linda after all, not only had Cindy felt disappointed, but there was even a hint of betrayal. How could he return to the woman who made him wake up at 5 a.m. on weekends and public holidays to either join her for morning runs or be at the start of race days? How could he give up steak? He had said, after all, that Linda had made him feel guilty about consuming meat around her. What was wrong with this man? What was wrong with all men? To him, though, she had said she understood. Marcus and Linda had had a long history together, and Marcus always seemed to speak about her. Cindy did not want to be anyone's rebound. She herself had last had a boyfriend over 3 years back. She had devoted herself to her work as a school teacher. That would have to suffice. That and the flings she enjoyed with the school principal. What happens next? Look out for part 2 of Cindy and Marcus.